早上的安息日聚会要跟各位互相勉励的主题是未雨绸缪。
The topic for this morning's mutual encouragement is going to be saving for a rainy day.
这一句成语拿来做主题啊，因为这个成语就是有一种鸟叫做初枭啊，它在还没下雨之前呢，它就懂得呢去取这个桑树根来修补它的鸟巢。
And this phrase came from a story of a bird that knew before it rains, it would go to fetch fig branches to fix its nest.
那这个意思就是要懂得呢啊，事先来预备。
And so this phrase means that we must know to provide for the future.
我们有很多事情必须要事先来预防。
There are many things in our life we must prevent in our life.
像最近一连续下了很多的大雪。
For example, this year we have a continuous snowfall.
那有的人呢，他就懂得预先来预防。
And for some people, they know to provide for this event.
也有人等到下大雪才要去买这个铲雪剂，已经没有货了。
And there are also people who realize they needed a shovel only after it started to snow.
那有的人早就预备好。
And for others, they have already prepared a shovel.
那有关这个主题呢，我要根据耶稣所说的比喻里面的其中一个啊。
And I'm going to use a parable spoken by Lord Jesus on this topic.
我们请看路加福音十六章第一节。
Let us turn to the Gospel of Luke chapter 16 verse 1.
路加福音十六章第一节看到第三节。
Gospel of Luke chapter 16 verse 1 to 3.
耶稣又对门徒说，有一个财主的管家，别人向他主人告他浪费主人的财物。第二节
，First two，
主人就叫他来，对他说：“我听见你做事怎么样呢？把你所经管的交代明白，因为你不能再做我的管家。”第三节
，First three，
那管家心里说：“主人除我，不用我再做管家。”我将来要做什么呢？我要锄地，又没有力量；要讨饭，又怕羞耻。
Verse 1, Jesus told disciples, there was a rich man whose manager was accused of wasting his possessions. Verse 2, so he called him in and asked him, what is this I hear about you? Give an account of your management because you cannot be my manager any longer. Verse 3, the manager said to himself, what shall I do now? My master is taking away my job. I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg.
主耶稣在这里所说的这个不义的管家这个比喻呢
？Here, Lord Jesus spoke about a parable of the shrewd manager.
是第一节到十二节非常长。
And it's a very long parable from verse 1 to verse 12.
那么在他的比喻当中呢，这个比喻算是很困难去了解的比喻。
Among all his parables, this is one the few that is more difficult to understand.
但是这个比喻我们要抓住这个重心。
But we must grasp hold onto the focus of this parable.
比方说，主耶稣说他再来像贼一样。
For example, Lord Jesus said, the second coming, he will come like a thief.
那这个重心是在时间方面。
And the focus is on the time.
那同样呢，这个比喻里面呢，要抓住这个重心。
So within this parable, we must grasp hold onto the focus of the parable.
那这个比喻呢，就是有一个管家，那别人向他的主人来控告他。
There was a manager, and he was accused by another person to his master.
他浪费主人的财物。
And he was accused of wasting his master's possessions.
那主人就打算把他除掉。
And therefore, his master decided he could be his manager no longer.
那要除掉之前呢，他当然要把他过去所经营的要交代清楚。
And before he was to leave, he was to have given an account of his management.
那这个管家他很聪明。
And this manager was very shrewd.
他想到以后怎么办？我没有工作，没有赚钱怎么办？
And he thought of his future, he could not earn money, what could he do?
他本来是一个管家，是那个劳动力没有办法的。
And before he was manager, so he was not good at laboring.
那如果要去做讨饭，要人向人要钱，又没有面子啊。
And if he was to beg for money, he was ashamed to do so.
所以呢，他就想到后来的出路要怎么办。
And so he thought of his future and what he was to do.
他没有做管家的时候，要怎么办呢？
What would he do if he's not a manager any longer?
那他就想，他主人有很多债主，欠他主人债的人。
Then he remembered that his master had many debtors.
他就一个一个叫来。
And every one of them, he called them to him.
就问他，你欠我主人多少啊？
And he asked these debtors, how much do you owe my master?
有一个说，我欠你主人100 lbs of oil啊。
And somebody said, I owe him 100 gallons of olive oil.
那这个管家就说，那好，你坐下来，拿账来，我把你改50。
Then the manager said, sit down and I'll half this debt.
那另外一个呢，他欠了110麦子。
And another person owed him 1,000 bushels of wheat.
他就把它改为80。
Then he took the bill and made it 800.
那做这些欠债的人啊，就很感动。
And all these debtors are very touched and very thankful.
哦，这个管家非常好。
And so they praise this manager.
那这个管家这么做，就希望他被人家除掉以后啊，这些人呢会纪念他，会帮忙他。
And this manager did this was because after he was fired from his master, he wished that these people would remember him.
那主耶稣在这个比喻里面呢，他就夸奖这个管家很聪明。
In this parable, Lord Jesus praised this manager as very clever.
然后呢，又提到说要借着不义的钱财来结交朋友。
And he also mentioned an issue of making friends from unrighteous money.
等到呢钱财没有用的时候这个朋友可以带你到天上去。
And when you don't have this money anymore, this friend can bring you to heaven.
那主耶稣讲这个比喻真的很困难了解。
This parable is very difficult to understand.
那这个比喻里面呢这些人物呢都不能当主角。
And all of these characters mentioned in this parable, they could not be the main character.
这个管家不诚实，很狡猾。
This manager was not honest, and he was very shrewd.
但是主人呢，也不怎么高明。
But this master was not very noble either.
别人向他控告他管家浪费钱财，他也不去调查看看就把这个管家要把他除掉。
This manager did not look into this issue when others said that your manager is wasting your possessions, but he fired his manager.
到底这种控告是真实还是人家故意要重伤的？
He didn't verify whether or not this accusation was true.
那主人也不去调查，去问清楚。
And this master did not go and clarify this.
所以这个主人不配当主角，不配。
So this master is also not fitted for to become a main character.
那主耶稣到底讲这个比喻呢？重心在哪里
？So where is the focus of this parable？
不义的钱财。
It is the unrighteous money。
什么叫不义的钱财
？What is this unrighteous money？
这个没有标准的。
There is no standard for this。
世界上所有的钱财都是不义的钱财。
All the money in the world can be classified as this。
那主耶稣夸奖这个管家聪明，就是他懂得去善用不义的钱财。
And Lord Jesus praised this manager because he knew how to use his money well.
就是懂得呢去预备将来。
And that is to prepare for his future.
那当然呢这个比喻里面跟我们的信仰有密切的关系。
And this parable has an intimate relationship with our spirituality.
有关这个信仰的问题。
In as regard to our faith.
你等到这个不义的钱财没有用的时候才想要抓住这个重要的信仰已经来不及。
And when this worldly money has passed away and you want to grasp hold to your faith, that is too late already.
那有关这个比喻呢？我用这个未雨绸缪这个主题，我会分很多单元来分析。
And I'm going to use this the heading Saving for a Rainy Day to analyze this parable in a few sessions.
那早上要讲第一个单元。
And this morning I'm going to speak about the first session.
第一个单元就是大才子跟小才子。
And the first session is about the debtors who owe more money and the debtors who owe less.
大才子只有一位。
There's only one who has a lot of money.
小才子很多。
And also some with less money.
我们这些人都是小才子。
All of us here are one who owe smaller amounts of money.
那所谓才子呢，没有一个标准的。
And there's no standard for.
因为钱财的数目来定才子。
There's no standard for a rich person because some people evaluate this on wealth.
那你的钱财虽然数目比较少，也算出才子啊。
Maybe you own less money, but you can also be considered a rich person.
那有的事物好像很大，但他还是算财主。
And some people may be more wealthier, but they could still be considered a rich person.
但是这些人呢，我都要把他当为是小财主。
But all these people, I'm going to consider them as just rich people.
那先来介绍这位大财主到底是谁。
So I'm going to first introduce who is this master, the larger rich person.
那这个大才子跟我们各位都有密切的关系。
And this person is related to all of us.
那你要懂得呢，做小才子的时候怎样跟这位大才子呢联系得很好。
And as a rich person who owns less, we have to know how to relate ourselves to the person who owns more.
因为呢，将来啊，这位大财主要跟这些小财主啊算账。
Because in the end, this master will have an account from all the other rich men.
所以，趁着还没有算账之前呢，我们要未雨绸缪。
And so, before he asks for an account of our management, we have to prepare for the rainy day.
就是有关每个人的信仰问题。
And this preparation is regarding to our faith.
那我来介绍这位大才子。
So I'm going to introduce this person.
请看约翰福音第一章第三节。
Let us turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 3.
约翰福音第一章第三节。
Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 3.
万物是借着他造的，凡被造的，没有一样不是借他造的。这里说他是谁啊？就是造物主。
Who is this him that said here? It is the creator.
万物都是他创造的。
All things were made by him.
那这位造物主到底是谁？
Who is this creator?
简单说就是耶稣。
Very simply put, he is Lord Jesus.
也就是说独一的真神。
And he is the only true God.
我们过去也许会想主耶稣跟我没有什么关系。
Maybe we think that Lord Jesus doesn't have much to do with us.
实际上呢，关系才大的。
But in reality, he has much to do with us.
因为所有的都是他创造的。
Because everything in this world was created by him.
所以今天有你也有我，也是神创造的。
And so today there is you and I, and that is because he created us.
这个圣经很清楚地记载创世纪第一章啊，人是神造的。
In the book of Genesis chapter 1, it clearly records that men are created by God.
那现在世界上有很多的 这些动物牲畜也是神造的。
And all the animals and living things in this world today are all created by God.
所以他最富有啊。
And therefore he is the most wealthy.
请看诗篇五十篇第十节。
Let us turn to Psalms 50.
诗篇五十篇第十节到十二节。
Psalms 50, verse 10 to 12.
第十节，因为树林中的百兽是我的，千山上的牲畜也是我的，山中的飞鸟我都知道，野地的走兽也都属我。我若是饥饿，我不用告诉你，因为世界和其中所充满的都是我的。
Verse 10, for every animal of the forest is mine, and the cattle on the thousand hills, verse 11. I know every bird in the mountains, and the creatures of the field are mine, verse 12. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine and all that is in it.
有些人喜欢打猎，到野地去打猎。
Some people have a hobby of going to hunt.
但是他不懂得这些野兽，这些牲畜是谁的。
But he does not know who does these creatures belong to.
这里明明说是天上的神的，他所造的是属他的。
Clearly here to tell us that all of these things were created by our Heavenly Father and all of this belong to him.
但是人要了随便就去抓。
But as human, we often capture them at our own leisure.
但是呢，造物主也不会跟我们计较。But
our Creator does not fight us for this.
不但这些动物、牲畜是属神的。
Not only are these animal and living things belong to God.
现在世界上有很多的珠宝啊。
There are many precious stones and jewels in this world.
那这些珠宝也是主耶稣的了。And
all of these precious jewels and gems all belong to Lord Jesus.
请看哈该书第二章第八节。Let
us turn to Haggai chapter 2, verse 8.
哈该书第二章第八节。Haggai
chapter 2, verse 8.
1108页。 在旧约圣经的最后马拉基推前是撒迦利亚书，再来就是哈该书了。And
it is before Zechariah.
第二章第八节。Chapter
2, verse 8.
万军之耶和华说：“银子是我的，金子也是我的。”天上的神说：“金银都是他的。”
Here the Lord Almighty declares that silver is his.
人到矿山去开矿，实际上就拿神的这些财宝。
When men go into the field and mine for gold and silver, it is actually taking these things from God.
所以主耶稣，我把他称为是大财主。
Therefore, Lord Jesus, we call him the most wealthy of all.
因为主耶稣就是这一位造物主成为肉身来到世界传福音的。
Because Lord Jesus was the Creator Himself and that came to this world in flesh.
耶稣来到世界，有两个目的。
Lord Jesus came to this world for two reasons.
第一个目的就是要表明他就是真神，就是造物主。
And one is to manifest that He is the true God and the Creator.
第二个目的就是要成为我们的救主，要帮助我们，带领我们。
And the second purpose is that He wants to save us and to guide us.
所以这个 这位大财主啊，实际上跟我们每一位都有密切的关系。And
so this great wealthy person is intimately related to all of us.
有一个传道在布道的时候，There
is a preacher during evangelical service.
他说我们的这个气息啊，也是他给我们的。He
said, the breath that we have today is also from God.
这个传道在古代一个大城市叫做雅典，在那边布道的时候。
And this great preacher, when he was preaching in Athens,
他就提到这一点。He
talked about this point.
所以当时他讲这些事情，就轰动那些城市的人。And
so when he spoke about this, this caused a great commotion in the city.
这位传道叫保罗，他介绍耶稣啊，他就是将他的生命气息万物赐给万人。And
this preacher was Paul, and he was the one that introduced people to Jesus, and how Jesus was the one that gave the breath to humans.
他从一个人造出万族的人。And
from one person, Lord Jesus created all other races.
他讲这些很宝贵的道理。He
spoke of these very precious truths.
所以有很多人就因此而认识这位大才子。And
because of this, many people know of this wealthy person.
那现在我们每一位是认识他的，很有福气。And
today, all of us sitting here also know this great wealthy person.
古代有一个王叫做大卫。There
is a king in the olden times, his name was David.
他就是懂得这些道理。And
he knew of these truths.
我们请看历代志上29章14节。
Let us turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 14.
历代志上二十九章十四节。
First Chronicles chapter 29, verse 14.
我算什么？我的名算什么？竟能如此乐意奉献？因为万物都是从你而来，我们把从你而得的献给你。
Verse 14, but who am I and who are my people that we should be able to give as generously as this? Everything comes from you, and we have given you only what comes from your hand.
大卫是犹大王国的佼佼王啊。
And David was one of the greatest kings of Judah.
他很谦虚啊。
He was very humble.
他有很多的财物啊。
And he was very wealthy as well.
但是他在这边向天上的神祷告说：“我算什么？”
But here he prayed to the Lord in heaven, saying, "What am I?"
一个国王说：“我算什么？”
And this king saying to the Lord in heaven, "Who am I?"
那他的百姓都非常优秀，他说：“我的百姓算什么？”
His people are all very, very good, and he said, "Who are these people?"
因为他们奉献很多的财物要建造圣殿。
Because all of them had devoted a lot of material and wealth into building this temple.
那他知道说我们这些财物是从你拿的啊，然后再拿一些奉献给你啊。
But David know that all of these things that they own, this come from the Lord, and they are only giving a bit back.
所以我们能够成为小财主啊，这些东西就是从神那边搬过来的啦。
And today we own things and we're wealthy, it is because these things come from the Lord.
有一个虔诚敬畏神的人。
There is a person who is God-fearing.
这也是一个才子。
He is also a wealthy person.
就是约伯记里面的主角，就是约伯。
And he's the main character of the book of Job.
他在当时啊，这个乌苏地那个地方啊，算是一个才子。
And in the land that he dwelled in, he was considered a rich man.
他是经营这个畜牧业。
And he was a carpenter.
非常成功啊。
And he was very successful.
所以他有很多的牲畜啊。
And therefore he had a lot of livestock.
他的财富啊非常雄厚。
And he had great wealth.
但是有一天他事业失败。
But one day he failed in his career.
他会失败的原因是天灾跟人祸引起的。
And he failed, it is because of...The natural calamities.
不是他经营不善，不是的。
It is not because he was poorly managing.
所以有的人事业呢会失败啊，有的是天灾引起的，有的是人祸引起的。
For some people, they failed in their wealth. It is because of natural calamities.
什么经济海啸、经济震动都有，什么民族都是人发明出来的。
And all these things, such as economic turmoil, all these things are from men.
那这个约伯呢？他讲了，真的从内心讲出来的话。
And Job spoke of some words from his heart.
请看约伯记第一章二十一节。
Let us look at the book of Job, chapter 1, verse 21.
约伯记第一章二十一节。
Book of Job, chapter 1, verse 21.
他说：“我出生出于母胎，也必出生归回。赏赐的是神，收取的也是神。神的名是应当称颂的。真的有信仰的人呐、啊，才能够讲这种话。
And truly, indeed, a person with great faith can speak these words.
当一个人呢，啊，出生的时候，从妈妈的身体出来的时候，什么都没有带。”
When a person is brought forth from his mother's womb, he brings nothing to the world.
是赤裸裸的来到这个世界。
He comes into this world naked.
如果这婴孩啊，手里抓了一块宝石啊，你会害怕，生一个怪胎啊。
If this child came to this world holding a precious gem in his hand, you'll be feared because it's a strange child.
如果这个婴孩啊，他穿了一件漂亮的衣服生下来啊，做妈妈的会晕倒啊，会怕死啊。
If a mother gave birth to a child wearing a beautiful clothes, the mother will be very fainting.
实际上没有这种情形。
Because in reality, this does not happen.
人就是赤裸裸来到这个世界。
A person comes naked to this world.
然后呢，有这个有那个，什么都有，成为小财主。
And then when he gained everything that he needs, he becomes a wealthy person.
那耶伯呢，他懂得这个道理，说赏赐的是天上的神。
And Job knows this concept that the Lord gives.
那神呢，他也有资格把你收回去啊。
And he also has the right to take away.
所以有信仰的人啊，当他事业失败，他遭遇到一些挫折的时候啊，比较能够得到安慰。
And so for a person with good faith, he would be more comforted when he faces difficulties in his career.
才能够继续活下去啊。
And he can continue to live.
所以这个信仰很重要。
And so this faith is very important.
那不止耶伯他了解这种道理。
Not only does Job understand this truth,
我们有很多弟兄姐妹都了解,
many of brothers and sisters will understand this truth as well.
再多的这个财物啊, 没有办法带走,
because however much wealth we own in this world, we cannot take it away with us.
请看提摩太前书第六章第七节。
Let us turn to 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7.
提摩太前书第六章第七节。
Sorry, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 7.
因为我们没有带什么到树上来，也不能带什么去。
Verse 7, for we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it.
这是一个老传道对年轻的传道讲的话。
And these are the words spoken by an elderly preacher to a young preacher.
我们真的没有带什么来。
Because indeed, we did not bring anything into this world.
也不能够带什么去。
We cannot take anything out of this world.
因为我们一切呢，都是天上的神赐给我们的。
Because everything we have, it comes from their heavenly Father.
所以我们每一位啊，在神的心目中就是小财主啊。
So in the eyes of God, all of us are small, wealthy person.
所以主耶稣讲这个比喻的财主，跟比喻里面的管家啊，这两个这个角色，我们都可以扮演。
And so we can play the character of this master in the parable or of this manager in the parable.
我们可以扮演小财主, 也可以扮演这个管家。
We could play the role of the manager or we could play the role of the master.
当神把人创造出来的时候,
when God created people,
他就主定人啊, 可以当主人, 可以当管家。
And he allowed a person to become a master or a manager.
请看创世纪第一章27节。
Let us turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 27.
到29节。
27 to 29.
创世纪第一章27节, 神就照着自己的形象造人, 乃是照着他的形象造男造女。 神说,
28.
神就赐福给 他们, 又对他们说, 要生养众多, 遍满地面, 治理坐地, 也要管理海里的鱼, 空中的鸟, 和地上各样行动的活物。 神说, 看啊, 我将遍地上一切结种子的菜蔬, 和一切树上所结有核的果子, 全赐给你们做食物。 这里记载的非常清楚啊。
He records very clearly.
神造人以后啊, 就把这个世界有很多的这个万物啊, 交给我们去管理。
After God created men, he gave everything in this world for us to manage.
所以我们今天在世界上啊, 也是一个小财主, 也是一个管家了。
And so today in this world, we're a master and we're also a manager.
那当时神所造的人呢, 把他安住在伊甸乐园里面。
After God created men, he settled them in the Garden of Eden.
所以非常快乐的地方。
And is a place of great joy.
但是在那边并不是无数所做啊, 每天很无聊, 不是的。
But in the Garden of Eden, they had many things to do. They were not bored.
工作内容很丰富啊。
And they had a lot of work to do.
请看第二章16节。
Let us look at chapter 2, verse 16.
15节。
Verse 15.
神将人安住在伊甸园，使他修篱看守。十四节，神吩咐他说：“园中各样树上的果子，你都可以随意吃。”神呢，透给人呐、来管理这个伊甸乐园呐、
God had commanded the people to take care of the Garden of Eden.
要修理，要付出劳力。
And to work in it and to labor in it.
要看守，要付出你的精神。
And in order to take care of it, you must put in effort.
那坐在伊甸园里面有很多很多很好吃的水果，你随便吃。
There are many very tasty fruits in the Garden of Eden that you can take.
不用付钱的。
You do not have to pay for them.
啊，人就是这么幸福啊。
And this is how blessed these men were.
但是人不懂得自爱。
But the man does not know to be content.
后来就违背神所吩咐的话。
And they disobeyed God's words.
让人觉得非常遗憾。
And this became a really regretful thing.
那本来人不能吃肉的。
Originally, men do not eat meat.
只能够吃水果跟蔬菜。
Men only ate vegetation and fruits.
但后来神开放了，因为人太爱吃肉，没有办法。
And because men like to eat meat, so God allowed them to.
人很奇怪，在年轻的时候需要肉才有力量。
Because men need meat in order to gain strength.
他们年纪渐大以后啊，会厌烦这个肉啊，觉得蔬菜对身体比较好。
And as a person ages, they'll realize that this meat is not good for the body, and the vegetables are better.
这个不是矛盾的事情啊。
And this is not contradictory.
这是很自然的事情。
This is a natural turn of events.
所以起初人只能够吃水果跟蔬菜。
So originally, men only ate vegetation and fruits.
那后来神才开放，但是还有一个原则。
And only after did God allow them to eat meat.
请看创世纪第九章。
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 9.
第二节到第四节。
Verse 2 to verse 4.
凡地上的走兽和空中的飞鸟都必惊恐惧怕你们，连地上一切的昆虫并海里一切的鱼都交付你们的手，凡活着的动物都可以做你们的食物，这一切我都是给你们，如同菜蔬一样，唯独肉带着血，那就是他的生命，你们不可吃。神开放人可以吃肉的时候
，When God allowed men to eat meat，
但是有一个条件，这个动物的血不能吃。
There is one condition that we cannot eat the blood of animals。
所以人现在可以吃菜，也可以吃肉，但是就是规定血不能吃。
So today in this world, today we can eat vegetables and we can eat meat, but we cannot eat the blood of animals.
但今天有很多没有信仰的人啊，说这个什么血很补啊，什么啊，这个是违背神的话。
And some people who do not have this faith, they think eating the blood is very, very good for your body.
但是我们有信仰的人，我们就真的按照神的话来做。
But for those who have faith, we must obey God.
那么神呢，给我们这些庶人成为小财主啊。
And God allowed all of us to become the master and rich people.
并不是要让我们空空的啊，来享受小财主的幸福啊。
And He did not do this so that we can enjoy this and return nothing.
有的人能够成为财主啊，是要把握机会啊。
Some people have to take hold of opportunities in order to become rich people.
那天上的神让我们成为小财主，在地面上生活安定，各方面想要用的都有。
And the Lord in heaven allowed us to be rich people so that we have all the necessities we need.
但是呢，他希望我们每一个人有纯正的信仰。
But in return, he asked that we all should all have the correct faith.
所以他给我们很多的机会啊。
And therefore, he gave us many opportunities.
其中有一样啊。就是你要去寻找这个纯正的信仰。
And one of the opportunities for us to search for the truth.
那这个机会呢，也有要让你得到什么物质各方面的机会都有，这个机会很多啊。
And he also gave us different opportunities, ones that will increase our wealth.
请看传道书第九章十一节。
Let us turn to Ecclesiastes, chapter 9.
传道书第九章十一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 9. Verse 11.
我又转念见日光之下快跑的未必能赢，力战的未必得胜，智慧的未必得粮食，明哲的未必得主宰，灵巧的未必得喜悦。所领导众人的是在乎当时的机会。
这里提到日光之下有一些反常的事情发生。Here it mentions that there's some things that happen under the sun that are strange.
那这些反常的事情发生呢，总是有原因的。And
these abnormal things happen, and there's a reason to this.
其中有一样，就是没有良好的机会。And
one of the reasons is opportunities.
有的人真的很狼狈，每一次碰到的事情都是这些吃亏的事情。For
some people, they have very bad opportunities and they meet trouble.
但是有的人啊，每一样遇到的都是好机会啊。And
for some people, they always meet with good opportunities.
那有的懂得抓住这个好机会。And
some people knows how to grasp onto these opportunities.
那有的就让这个机会溜走的也有。
And there are others who let these opportunities pass.
所以在这里说啊，所领导众人的是在乎当时的机会。And
so here it says, but time and chance happened to them all.
那其中有一样就是有关呢，这个接受信仰的机会啊，这个很重要。And
one of the most important opportunities is one for you to accept the truth.
那其他呢，你要获得的益处的机会。 这个是重要，但是是次要的。And
other opportunities for you to increase your wealth or to benefit you, those are secondary.
那有关这个信仰的问题啊，你要未雨绸缪啊，不要等到神审判来的时候啊，才要接受，来不及啊。And
in regards to your faith, we must prepare for the rainy day such that we should take this before it's too late.
所以机会很重要。So
this opportunity is very important.
请看。 传道书十二章
Let us turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 12
13节14节
Chapter 13 and 14
这些事都已经听见了总意就是敬畏神遵守他的诫命这个人这是人所当尽的本分14节
Verse 14
因为人所做的事连一切隐藏的事无论是善是恶神必要审问 这里提到敬畏神啊，遵守神的话是人应尽的本分。Here
says fear God and to keep His commandment is a duty that we must do.
有的人常常夸口，我多能干，我多行啊，但是就不懂得敬畏神。Some
people boast that they're very talented and they're very proud, however, they do not know to fear God.
人应尽的本分就是要虔诚敬畏天上的神。
Our prime duty is to fear and obey the God in heaven.
所以神让我们成为世界上的小才子啊。And
so God allows us to be rich people in this world.
但是你不懂得敬畏神啊。But
we must know how to fear and obey God.
人还在这个世界上的时候，也许呢，都是平平安安的。Maybe
in this world we'll live in a very smooth life.
有的人呢。 他有良心,
Some people have a conscience.
善恶能够分别,
and they could tell the difference between kind and evil.
但是这些有良善的人啊，当他呢接触到这个纯正信仰的时候，他会接受的。And
for those who are filled with goodness, they will accept this truth when they hear it.
那连在这个世界上一些隐藏的事情啊，有很多人虽然不晓得。There
are many hidden things in this world that others do not know about.
但是呢，在这个造物主神的面前呢，什么事情都会掀开出来。But
before the Creator, all things will be uncovered.
所以这里讲的非常重要的话，就是人一切隐藏的事情，神也要审问。And
so here it tells us very important things that God will bring every deed into judgment, including those that are hidden.
那神还没有审问之前呢？
Before God brings this judgment,
你要未雨绸缪,
we have to prepare.
能够神要审问的时候啊，我有纯正的信仰。
that before God is to judge, I will have this proper true faith.
我有尽人应尽的本分敬畏神。
And I have fulfilled my duties and revered God.
那主耶稣在这个比喻里面啊, 又谈到什么不义的钱财结交朋友,
And in this parable, Lord Jesus also mentioned about money and making friends.
请看12章第一节。
Let us look at chapter 12, verse 1.
你趁着年幼衰败的日子尚未来到，就是你所说的，我毫无喜乐那些年日未曾临近诸仙，当纪念造你的主。这里在勉励人啊，要趁着年轻啊，就有纯正的信仰。
Here this verse tells us that we must have a good faith in our youth.
要趁着年轻啊，就能够纪念天上的神啊。
We must remember our Creator in our youth.
我们教会有很多这些学生真的很有福气啊，父母带他来信耶稣啊。
And there are some students in the church who are very, very blessed because their parents take them to this church.
趁着年纪很轻的时候就懂得敬畏神啊，非常棒，非常棒。
And they know how to revere God at a young age.
那有的到年纪很大呢，啊。 才接受这个也是来得及了，啊，还是很幸福的。
And it is not too late for those who accept this faith at an older age.
但是等到断气就已经没有机会了。But
once you have taken your last breath, it is too late.
因为这个信仰的问题是人还活着的时候就要接受的。Because
we must accept this faith while we still have our life.
那么有关呢，神安排给人的这个机会的内容很多啊。
There are many different kinds of opportunities that the Lord will give people.
对我们这些已经有纯正信仰的人来说,
For those who already have this faith,
我们要借着这种不义的钱财啊, 来做一些好的事情。
We must use this money to do something good.
人不可以被钱财迷惑做犯罪的事情。
We cannot be lost in this money and do evil things.
但是可以借着你的力量所能够做的事情来做一些善事。
But you can do kind things that is in your power to do.
这也是一种机会。
This is also another kind of opportunity.
所以传道保罗啊，告诉我们啊。
So preacher Apostle Paul tells us this.
请看加拉太书第6章第10节。
Let us turn to Galatians chapter 6 verse 10.
加拉太书第6章第10节。Galatians
chapter 6 verse 10.
所以有了机会就当向众人行善，向信徒一家人更当作样。有的要做善事啊，是没有机会的。Some
people do not have the opportunity to do good.
因为已经没有能力啊。Because
they may not have the ability.
已经有很多不方便。Maybe
they are inconvenient them.
所以人家说机会可遇不可求啊。
Therefore, some say you can only meet opportunities, you cannot ask for them.
啊，有机会啊，你就能去啊，善用你的这种小财主能够做到的事情。So
once you have this opportunity, you can use the wealth that God has given you and to do good.
在以书帖记里面啊,
In the book of Esther,
一个很感动人的故事啊。
And there is a very touching story.
就是当时的这个波斯王后,
That is the queen of Persia at the time.
她有一个长辈的告诉她,
Her uncle told her this.
说犹太同胞会在一天当中被人家害死。
That there is one person who wants to bring destruction to all the Jews.
那你当王后呢? 正在看你的，你要想办法来救我们的同胞。And
so you, as a queen, you must figure out a way to save this people.
但是当时呢，这个王后以书帖还是很为难。But
at that time, she was very hesitant.
因为在波斯王国有很多的规定啊，不能去违反。Because
there are many rules and regulations in the country that she cannot disobey.
后来他这个长辈对他说，你今天能够当王后啊，就是为了要拯救人的这个好机会啊。Then
her uncle told her that today you are a queen, it is because it's an opportunity for you to do good for your people.
后来他真的冒险啊，去见王。
And then she took this risk and went to see the king.
结果呢，在神的开路带领之下呢，非常畅通啊。
And under the guidance of the Lord, this went very smoothly.
把他啊，这个波斯国家里面的一个大阴谋，把它掀开出来。
And she unveiled this plan that they had to kill the Jews.
把这个啊阴谋的主犯呢抓起来。
And she captured the one who conspired against them.
那不但犹太百姓得到平安，对整个波斯大国啊都带来很大的益处啊。
Not only did the Jews have peace, but also brought benefit to the whole country.
这个就是王后以斯帖啊，她能够抓住这个，她能够做到的事情啊，把握这个机会。
And this is Queen Esther grasping onto the opportunity that she can do good in her power.
那我们其他还有很多的机会啊。
There are also many other opportunities that we have.
希伯来书的作者提到说回乡的机会。
And the author of Hebrews mentioned the opportunity to return home.
你的故乡在哪里？在加拿大。
Where's your home? It may be in Canada.
有的在台湾，有的在中国大陆。
It may be in China, maybe in Taiwan.
各国都有。
And there are different homes.
但更美的家乡在哪里？
But where is the better home?
在天上。
It is in heaven.
这个不是每个人可以回去的。
And this is not a home that everyone can return to.
希伯来书的作者告诉我们啊，我们要有回去的机会啊。
The author of Hebrews tells us that we must have this opportunity to return home.
请看希伯来书十一章十五节。
Let us turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 15.
希伯来书十一章十五节。
Book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 15.
他们若想念所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会。啊，再看十六节。
16.
他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上。所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
Verse 15. If they had been thinking of a country they had left, they would have the opportunity to return. 16. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them.
这里提到回乡的机会。
Here it talks about an opportunity to return home.
将来我们要回到更美的家乡天上。
And in the future, we're going to return to a more beautiful home that is their heavenly home.
我们人在这个世界上当小财主的时间不多啊。
And we don't have a long time in this world.
顶多一百年好吗？
At most, maybe 100 years.
但是已经寥寥无几啊，能够活到一百岁不多啊。
But very few people can live to 100 years.
我刚来加拿大的时候还觉得不老啊，但是现在已经70左右了，这真的很快。
When I first came to Canada, I didn't feel that I was very old, but now I'm in the 70s.
人生就是这样，就是要回到天上去啊。
But this is life, we must all return to our heavenly home.
如果你不来相信真耶稣教会，真的回不去的。
But if you don't believe in this faith, if you don't believe in this church, you will not be returning home.
那这个是一个机会啊。
This is an opportunity.
所以未雨绸缪很重要。
And it's very important to prepare for the future.
好像当年挪亚时代啊，大水来临的时候。
For example, in the time of Noah, when the flood was to come.
他预备了一艘大船啊。
He prepared a great ark.
大水来临的时候啊。
And when the flood came.
他一家人八口能够进到这一艘大船啊。
His family of eight entered into the ark.
那在这之前呢，他苦口婆心一直劝大家说，大水要来了，你们要来进我的方舟啊，没有人要信。
And before this happened, he begged people to enter into his ark and believe him, but nobody believed him.
那等到大水来临呢，已经没有办法进不去啊。
And when the flood came, it was too late, nobody could enter.
所以未雨绸缪很重要。
And therefore, preparing for a rainy day is very important.
那主耶稣呢，讲这个比喻的这个主要中心就是要借着不义的钱财。
And therefore, this focus of the parable is on this money.
现在我们都是小财主，我们所用的所有都是不义的钱财，不是我们的，这是神的了。
And all of this money that we have today as rich people who have all necessities, all of this come from God.
我们也没有问神可以不可以拿，就把它拿来，就是不义的钱财。
And because we did not ask God whether or not we can take them, the money.
所以主耶稣讲这个比喻的重点啊，就是在这里。
And this is the focus of this parable.
就是要抓住这个纯正的信仰。
And that is you must grasp hold on to this true faith.
那早上第一个单元就讲到这里。
And I end the first topic here.
唱赞美诗236首。
Let us all sing hymn 236.